This is the FCB Podcast Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Skinny Podcast with Fatty. I'm your host, Fatty McHale. Welcome to the new set. How's everybody been? I hope that you guys all have been well. It is the month of December. 2022 is a wrap. And I got some things that I'd like to share with you guys. First off, big ups and major, major congratulations to USC quarterback Caleb Williams for winning the 2022 Heisman Trophy. When you win the Heisman Trophy, especially coming out of University of Southern California, it means a little bit more than just winning it at, you know, University of Alabama or Kentucky or Tennessee or whomever. Especially to me, just because when I hear USC Heisman Trophy winner X, Y, and Z, I automatically think of my guy and close friend, Reggie Bush. He had his Heisman taken away. And not for anything that he ever admitted to doing or accepted responsibility or anything like that. Just because they wanted to set an example of an amateur athlete and show, you know, that the system is bigger than any one player, especially back then, back in, you know, 2004, 5, 6, whatever it was. Reggie giving up his Heisman Trophy was something that hit me pretty hard for a number of years. And again, what he did on the field, unbelievable. One of the greatest collegiate athletes in history of college, past, present, and I can guarantee you for the future. The guy did things that I have never seen duplicated in college football. Okay? He didn't do steroids, didn't do drugs, didn't get, you know, didn't have any dirty blood tests with whatever it may be. Okay, like you see some guys in the NFL right now getting popped for. He did it the right way, on the field as well as off the field. And they took away his Heisman, and they forced him to give it back. Literally forced him to give it back. Funny story. I haven't shared this with too many people, but just to show you what kind of character Reggie has. I want to say it's end of March. No, actually, excuse me. April. End of April 2009. And my father had been in the ICU for about 2.5 months at that point, and he wasn't doing too well. And I would go and stay with him at the ICU, take the night shift while my sister and my mother took the daytime shift just to spend time with him. I remember one night I'm, you know, laying on my chair and, you know, scrolling on the trackball wheel on my BlackBerry, just going through various emails and things like that. And Reggie shows up. It was probably like about 8:15 in the evening. Didn't ask if I was there. Didn't ask, you know, if he can come by. He just knew that my dad had been in the hospital for a couple of months at that point, and he just wanted to show up. Didn't have an entourage, didn't have his people with him, didn't have his boys or anything else like that, okay? And, you know, he had still this Heisman pin that he, you know, obviously he didn't give that back, he just gave back the trophy. But he had this special Heisman pin. And he gave it to my dad, even though my dad at that point was not in his, you know, aware or, you know, a positive state per se. He was on his way out, and ultimately my father ended up passing away about 2 weeks later in early May. I think May 9th, to be exact. My dad ended up being buried with that Heisman pin on his lapel. Okay? That's why when I hear the Heisman every single year, whether it's a USC player or a different player, I always revert back to, you know, how Reggie had his Heisman taken away. And, you know, they always say that the Heisman Trophy winner has to be a person of high moral character and integrity. That, to me, him showing up to the hospital, spending some time with my dad, even though my dad was, you know, in a coma at that point, completely unaware, but, you know, he still paid his respects to my father, gave him the pin, and until this day, my father's still buried with that pin on his lapel. That in itself is the true definition of a person of character and integrity. He needs to get his Heisman Trophy back. They made an example out of him and out of USC for no reason. No reason. What he was accused of, or what his family was accused of, was never once proven. I was there the entire time with Reggie, as he was kind of my entry into the sports world, working with an A-list client when I was 22 years old. Never did anything wrong. He needs his Heisman Trophy back. It needs to come home. It needs to be back at USC. And he needs to be celebrated as a Heisman Trophy winner, as one of the greats. People always ask me, why do you always have so much fun in life? Why do you get to do what you want? You know why I get to do what I want? Is because I always do the right thing 10 out of 10 times. I don't cheat nobody. I don't steal from people. I don't try to get one up on anybody. That's the problem with society now, is everyone's always looking for the come up. Everybody's always looking for the come up. And quite frankly, society has been distorted so much by social media that now the objective is to post a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini on your Instagram. That's the goal. In reality, that's literally worthless and means nothing. I ask you, all of you watching, first of all, please like, comment, and subscribe to the Skinny with Fatty podcast. Thank you very much. I would like for you to always understand what life is about. Being able to be a man or woman of high moral character goes a long way in my book. By the way, C4, one of the best drinks out there. Try it out. It's in every store possible. World Cup is going on right now. Argentina just beat Croatia. Morocco hopefully is going to beat France. I'm rooting for Morocco. Just because it'd be pretty dang awesome to see an Africa team in the finals of the World Cup for the first time in history. I also believe that Messi deserves that title to be a World Cup champion just because he's in his late 30s at this point. I think he's been to like 6 World Cups. Who knows if he's going to have more left in the tank for another World Cup 4 years from now. 4 years is a long time. That's a lot of wear and tear on your body. He needs to get his this time. You know, hopefully in the next week or so, he's raising up the World Cup trophy for his country, which, you know, I don't really care, you know, where anybody's from. I just want them to be able to celebrate and be proud of what they've accomplished. Whatever country, they absolutely deserve it. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to get some Bitcoin. In the comments section, I want you to do an equation in the comments section and just put down the answer. When you get the right answer, that automatically puts you in a drawing to win $500 of Bitcoin. I think that's a lot of money, especially with Bitcoin being, you know, $16,000, $17,000 at this point. And it's only going to go up. Pay attention. The equation is, what is 1769 times 412? Put the answer in the comment section, as well as like and subscribe. You'll automatically be entered in a drawing to win $500 of Bitcoin. Let's see how many of you guys can get this right. What do you guys think I should do? Should I kind of stick with this video setup, or should I just stick to kind of like the audio setup that, you know, I've been doing? You know, we've had a lot of loyal subscribers and listeners, people that talk a lot of shit in the comment section, which I love you guys too. I really, really do. I absolutely love each and every single one of you, because you guys make me smile every single day. Just because, how can you guys be so dang angry every day? Smile a little bit. Be happy. You know, smell some fresh air. Live a little. You know, it's important to be able to get out in nature and just, you know, get some fresh air each and every single day. Sometimes you got to get yourself away from your iPhone or iPad or computer or whatever it may be. Sometimes you got to find time in each and every single day for you to be able to just enjoy some peace and quiet. Go for a walk. I try to personally get 10,000 plus steps every single day. And a few days ago, I think for like, you know, 3 or 4 days straight, I was like north of like 15,000 steps every single day. It's very important for each and every single one of us to just kind of get out and just detach a little bit. Get off your couch, get off your bed, whatever you guys like to hang out on. Get away from the TV a little bit. It's very important to get out there, get some exercise as well. But more importantly, you have to be able to detach from, you know, life a little bit, just because our phones have become our lives. I don't like it. I can't live without my phone. I will be the first person to admit that I am absolutely 100% dependable on my phone. I want to say that I don't even know my sister's number, which is scary. I don't even know my mother's cell phone number by heart. It's been programmed in my phone for a number of years, and I don't even see their number. I just hit mom, and I hit sis, and just go about my business and have my conversation. But we are absolutely dependent on technology, and that's just, you know, where life has taken us. But in terms of one's sanity and peace of mind, you got to be able to detach a little bit. You got to live your life, got to be happy, got to get some fresh air every single day. And that's kind of my two cents on life, happiness, and technology. Regardless of what it is that you do for a living or, you know, where you are in your life, you got to be able to remove yourself and just exhale, take a deep breath out in the open, get some fresh air, and just be alone with yourself for a couple of minutes a day. Just a couple of minutes a day. Politically, how's everybody feeling with what's going on now? Gas is $6 here in Los Angeles. A couple of weeks ago, it was $8.50 when I was going to the Cowboys-Rams game in Inglewood. I saw a gas station as, you know, I had exited off the freeway. It was $8.50 for the expensive stuff. And I was blown away. I think I took a picture of it and posted it on my Twitter account. How are you guys feeling about where we are in regards to life and politics? I will say that people are still just as fired up and charged up today as they were 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. Hey, we can even go back to 12 and 14 years ago. People are extremely charged up. And the thing that we all have to accept is we all live here in the United States of America together. Regardless of what's happening in Washington, D.C., we are all each other's neighbors. My next door neighbor where I live is a staunch Democrat, extremely nice person. I will always be nice to her, and she's always going to be nice to me, and we have a relationship. You know, when she wants to go out of town, she asks me to look over her, you know, her yard and, you know, her dog and, you know, take out her trash and stuff like that. And I absolutely do it. Just because a person has different political beliefs than you does not mean that we cannot get along. At the end of the day, what people need to understand is we all live here together. How are you going to be angry at your next door neighbor, per se? How are you going to have issues with people at your work just because they are of different political beliefs? Don't you think that that is stupid? We all have to come together. We all have to be of one country because we all live here together. We may have our differences, but with the way things are, it's going to continue to get worse if we, the people, do not take charge and take back our country, where Washington, D.C., regardless, Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Independent, does not matter. We, the people, have to be in charge of our country. Our vote matters. People want to talk about cheating and all this other stuff. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Just go out there and vote. Show up to the ballot box. Do your thing. Turn your ballot in on time. Mail it out. Sign your ballot. All this other stuff. We always have to be of one mindset. Understanding that Washington does not control what we do. We control what we do. and we control who gets to legislate us and put out new laws and different measures and things like that every 2 years. Heck, we just had a midterm election this past November. You know, and all it was front page of the news for days and days and days. Now, I didn't really like how counting votes took like weeks. I don't know, man. That to me doesn't pass a smell test. We can talk about that a different day, but other countries get their elections done in one day. Third world countries get it done in one day. And you're telling me the United States of America can't get it done in one day and have a true election night? Now it's like election 3 weeks. That in itself causes a lot of doubt and raises a lot of flags. If the United States is to ever become happy again, prosperous again, that can't happen. That can't happen. Regardless of who wins after all the ballots are counted, that still cannot happen. Can't take 3 weeks to count 10 million ballots. I don't care who you are, what state, what city, anything else. Does not matter to me. We have to be able to believe in each other. And one of the ways that we can believe in each other is to fix and make sure that our elections are counted properly and in a quick manner. Without that, this country is still going to be divided. Without that, this country is still going to be broken. There's going to be arguments and discussions and riots and everything that you can think of is going to continue to happen. I personally believe that they want it to be that way, regardless of who you are. There's people in Washington, D.C., Republicans, that I will never, ever support or side with. Oh, how can you do that? You're a Republican. Yes, but I have my own mind and I have common sense. Same with Democrats. There are some Democrats that won't vote for certain Democrats just because they also have common sense. And I always will put country first because we all live here together. Once we can all figure that out, life is going to be a much better place. Much better place. Just because at the end of the day, we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to have money in the bank, jobs, you know, where we're able. I tried to go buy eggs today. Sold out for the first time in my life. I'm in my late 30s. They said we do not have eggs at all. And I was blown away by that. I had to go to a different place. It was a Costco that I was at. And they said, we are out of eggs. We won't get any until, I think he said, 2 days from now or whatever it was. And I was in total disbelief. Total disbelief. Total disbelief. Things like that can't really happen. Just because I don't understand it. Why is all this happening all of a sudden? Why is everything getting so expensive on you and I alike? What can we do to change that? How are we going to change that? Are we going to vote based on party guidelines? Are we going to vote based on the best possible people to represent us in our state as well as our country? I don't care what anybody says. Taxes always go up and down depending on who's in office. Or not necessarily taxes go up and down, because I'm in California. Our taxes are always sky high. That ain't changing. We've accepted it. That's why we're still here, and they continue to raise it on us, and we stay here. If you look at a wide lens over 25, 50 years of the finances of the United States, wide lens, you're barely seeing any movement across the line during that period. So all this fighting and arguing is not really changing anything. It's just giving people more and more power. And we, the people, need to have the power. Tell me what you guys think in the comments, or drop me an email at allthings@fattymikhail.com. Let me know what you think is the right possible solution. And I'd love to share a couple of your ideas and answers on my next segment. I'd love that. I think that'd be pretty cool to kind of hear what you guys think and be able to, you know, have a discussion about it, you know, on my channel. I want you guys to know about my next cool venture that is now official. Me and a couple partners, we've started a venture capital company. It's called 1983 Ventures. Under management, we have $35 million. How have we been able to raise that much so quickly? Well, I've always been an avid investor in various companies. Uber, way back in the day. WhatsApp, way back in the day. Waze, way back in the day. Turned a little money into a lot of money. People always come to me and they're like, why is your portfolio so positive all the time? It's because I meet people. Being in the sports and entertainment industry, you meet a lot of people. People always want to come to you to introduce, you know, and ask you to introduce them to their clients, introduce them to whomever, or even just, you know, pitch the idea to you so you can invest and so forth and so on. I will never claim to be a financial expert, but I can tell you what's a good idea versus what's a bad idea. I also can tell you what's a good business strategy versus a not good business strategy. So me and a couple partners, we started a venture cap company, and we have a lot of cool things going on. I would love to get you guys all involved to be able to enjoy this ride. So shoot me a comment again, or be in the comment section asking me if you guys would like to be on a email list from our venture cap company. If so, we'll definitely get you guys on an email blast just to get you guys familiar with our company and keep you guys up to date in terms of what it is that we're doing and what companies we are going into. And hopefully you guys can come along for the ride. In closing, I would like to thank you guys all for tuning in to the Skinny with Fatty podcast. It's been an awesome show. We talked about a lot of cool things, and I really want to hear from you guys. So please comment, like, and subscribe to our channel. I want you guys to be involved as much as possible. I would really love to have some of you guys on just to be able to bounce your ideas off to the public and to get a different set of eyes and viewpoint from you guys, just because I really feel that my channel is a community channel. I really want you guys to be a part of it, where you guys can talk and comment, whether it's positive or negative. I don't hide from anybody. I don't run from anybody. I want to hear what you guys have to say. So thank you guys very much. Please like and subscribe, as well as share it to, you know, your peers and friends and your mama and your daddy and your grandma and your baby mama and whoever else. And tune in to the next one. It'll be coming up very soon. You guys have a good day, and we'll talk always. Kiss.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.